All right, I am here with my kindergarten friends today, Case and Jacob. Hi, Case and Jacob.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Boys, we just read a book in library, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What book did we read?
Off and Away.
Off and Away by?
Cale Atkinson.
Cale Atkinson, yeah. And I thought it'd be kind of fun to hear your perspective on this book and what you thought about this book. Jacob, what did you think of Off and Away?
It was really, really funny.
Why was it funny? Can you tell me one funny part?
Because when the part that he just turned happy, like
when the light just turned on. When the light turned on, gotcha.
Like, it was like that when the light was not on.
Yeah.
And when the light was on,
it was a happy day. It was a smile. Awesome. Case, what was your favorite part? Or what did you like about Off and Away?
About that the dad was funny.
What was funny?
The dad.
The dad was funny? When he got the sea cold? Was that the funny part for you?
Mm-hmm.
So Joe is the main character in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Joe's imagination.
It's really, really fun.
Why is her imagination fun?
Because it shows you like good views of stuff that could actually be down there. Because some animals look exactly like that in the deep down sea.
Yeah, in the deep down sea.
And the big, huge shark could be the Megalodon.
Really?
Megalodon.
Absolutely. Case, tell me more about Joe. What did you think about Joe's imagination?
Her scared.
She was scared?
Because her just thinking there's like bad things in the sea, but there's actually not.
So like when she had to make a delivery to a big, scary island or a big, scary monster. And what was it?
An island.
The penguin just needed a bow tie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think of the pictures in this book, my friends?
Fun.
Awesome.
Awesome. Case, you said something as soon as I held up the book. Do you remember what you said as soon as I held up the book this morning? You said, ooh, it's...
peppermint.
It smells like peppermint, you thought. And you said it was really sparkly. You thought the cover was all sparkly. Why should people read this book?
Because it's fun for what... they think in the sea.
Because it's fun for what they think in the sea. Case, why should people read Off and Away?
Because they could just use their imagination to just play with scary monsters. But if they don't want to use their imagination, they can just read that book and just have fun.
And read that. I like that answer, Case. Boys, anything else you think people should know about this book?
Mm-hmm.
What should they know, Jacob?
That she's scared of some things.
Are sometimes we scared of things too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys learn anything from this book?
Yes. That you don't have to be afraid.
You don't have to be afraid. What did you learn, Jacob?
That you don't have to know what's in the ocean.
That you don't have to know what's in the ocean. I like that. I like that, boys. Anything else you want to share about Off and Away by Cale Atkinson?
Mm-mm.
Nothing? One last thing. What do you want delivered from the front end papers? What do you want delivered to your house?
I would probably like that. I would probably like squid.
You want the squid from the back end papers?
Or the guitar. Or the mustache.
Or
the... I would have the mustache. Or the treasure chest. Or the baby whale.
The baby whale.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
I like that. I think I want the Mickey Mouse ears. I want the Mickey Mouse ears delivered to my house.
No,
I would want the cheese. Okay.
You want the cheese?
Too.
I love it.
A message.
Oh, and the weight.
Oh, you want the weight? You want to build up those muscles, Jacob?
Yeah.
Cool.
And
the bacon.
Thank you.
Because everything is better with bacon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
All
right, boys. Nice job. Thank you for your time.
Hey, the whale is still there.
Is the whale on the front and back end papers? Sure enough. Look at that. And way back there. Love it.
It's always here.
It's always right there by the boat. Good observation. All right, gentlemen. we will end our time together by saying happy reading. Bye, everyone.
Bye.